The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With Peter Boyles in the morning on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Here we go. Morning. It's a Tuesday, the 20th. I like this. October 20th, 2020. So it's 20-20-20. Good morning, everyone. 710 KNUS, the voice of the people. 70 will be the high today. 73 Wednesday and Thursday, 64. But boy, look at Friday. 38 degrees, 54 on Saturday. It's cold outside. 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open. Coming up. And I've been reading her. It's called No Man's Land. We've never spoken to her before. Billy found her, doing great work as always. Angela Ramirez. And then Media Whore Productions, after years of lying dormant. Media Whore returns. Don Reggae and the fabulously talented Miss Chrissy. Nine will lie. The Media Whore production team back in action. So that is our lineup, 303-696-1971. So Billy and I were talking off the air about the radio show in general. And it's really, I tell you what, folks, it's doing very, very, very well. But then we went over, we were talking about people that, put your headsets on there, please, why there are people that won't do this radio show. And we were making a list. People, and that's why I say I came out of the box this morning saying, why do you care if there's an R or a D behind anyone's name? It's meaningless to me. I've got to the point now, this idea that the party is everything, you know, glorious people and glorious party. Party's ridiculous. I used the example of the Bush people going with Joe Biden. We've been over all this, R's and D's. And so Mr. Thorpe and I are talking about the list of people that won't come near this radio show. And on the Republican side, well, we've already said it too many times, Cory Gardner, Ken Buck. Billy, who else do we have on the Republican side?
Oh, geez, we can just go through almost nearly everyone.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
it's disappointing. And it is because you ask very difficult, pointed questions. And some people don't want to deal with that. They want to be in a situation in which the message is controllable. Mm-hmm. And there are some filters that I have as far as when you bring people on the air. Now, we'll bring people on. That my general rule is no spokespeople, with the exception of, you know, the charities and good events. That type of thing, I'll do a spokesperson. But I am never going to take a politician or an angle or any of those spokespeople ever. Never going to do it, because when they come on, they have a message they need to deliver. They're not there to exchange information or make any one of you smarter. They're there to deliver a message. Good, bad, or indifferent. And that's why when you see the people, it's like, hi, we're talking to campaign manager for X, Y, and Z politician right now. Everything that's going to come out of the person's mouth is going to be a pile of steaming crap, because they have a message to deliver. They don't care what the objective truth is. That's why we will not have people like spokesmen on here for whatever political party they've been offered up to us. No, never going to do it. And the politicians many times aren't much better, because, again, they have a message they want to deliver, and we don't let them do that. If you have people like, you know, some of our friends, you know, Dave Gruber comes to mind, you know, and Pat Neville, that understand the exchange of information. And to be fair, you and Pat and Dave at one time or another have agreed to disagree on certain aspects of a story. You're saying, I think it's this way, and he says, well, I think it's that way. We continue. It doesn't hurt the relationship. That's the problem. Too many of the politicians think that it all has to be, you know, warm milk and blankets, and we have to hug each other afterwards. No, we can disagree. We can still be friends and see each other and be cordial, but we don't have to agree on every issue, because, I mean, it shouldn't define you.
The only Democrat that comes on this radio show is Ted Trimba. Dick Wadhams, although they are consultants on a level, they're involved on a level, but Dick comes on, Ted comes on. But I can show you the entire Democratic lineup, from Jared Polis to the mayor. I mean, the DA, I'll get on a list. The chief of police doesn't come on the show. They don't want anything to do with the show. So we take great pride in that. And I always use that Nietzsche thing. Don't tell me who likes you. It has no meaning. Tell me who doesn't like you, and then I will know who you are. These guys don't like me. Don't like the show. Don't like Billy. Not liking Billy is very understandable, but not...
Oh, absolutely.
Not liking me.
Not all my kids like me every day, so
not
yeah,
like
used
me.
To this.
No, but seriously, we were talking about the media and the accessibility that, for instance, Kyle Clark played in Heroin, the Heroin Needle Exchange Program, and being able to shoot heroin legally. That was a Kyle Clark. He was full behind it. So was the mayor. So were the rest of these people. And they finally sent one of their guys in. And frankly, we just bitch slapped him, that doctor. So that ends that. We're not going to get these people on. So I brought this up. I brought a couple things up this morning. The lines are wide open. 303-696-1971. Where do you get your information to go about your day? Where do you, who, and how does it work? I mean, what do you do at whenever you wake up? Who do you listen to? What do you watch? What do you read? Who do you watch and or slash listen to? Could be radio. Where do you get your information? Where do you get your front range info? Where do you get your national, your world info? And do you really care? I mean, I understand this party's everything. Well, it's not. But do you really care if there's an R or a D behind someone's name? The answer is, of course not. I mean, if you can't figure out the swamp creatures who go after Donald Trump, they all have R's behind their names. Why? Because they're Republicans. This is what's happened here in Colorado. Cory Gardner is a Republican. And he is going to be beaten and beaten badly by a guy that he should have clipped. He should have beat Hickenlooper like a redheaded stepson, and he did not. I got to hand it to Jimmy Sangenberger, who works here on the weekends on 710 KNUS. We'll get Jimmy on tomorrow in the Federalist. He wrote a great piece on Kyle Clark and what happened here in the murder of 49-year-old Lee Tex Keltner. And it is very good. We'll get Jimmy on. Congratulations. Great work. Angela Ramirez is coming on. Don Regge and Miss Chrissy coming on. Nine will lie. All right, here we go. We start with Brian. Hey, Brian, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning and thank you.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I get my information. I usually watch a little bit of Hannity, and then I'll watch Tucker for sure, and then I listen to you guys and Tubbs, and that's pretty much where I get my information. I can't even turn on CNN anymore. It's just so
There's no reason to.
Yeah, I used to just see what they were saying, but now you already know. It's just like already pre-scripted. Mm-hmm. But as far as the Bushies and all, you had a question about why are the Bushies and why are all these deep staters going for Biden? It's all about the money because they've all been, you know, sucking the country dry. You got the industrial war complex that the Bushies have been made multi-millionaires on. You know, you got everybody piggy bank, China, Ukraine. So everybody's been making all this money, and Trump's putting it into it. And when you put it into their money, you know, you're going to see the claws come out, I guess.
You look at them, and they all jack it under globalist elite or, you know, that term, the power elite, the globalist elite. And you go back. I mean, we've talked about if this goes badly for Donald Trump. And I see this as the post-Watergate when there wasn't a Republican left standing when they were done. And they had it coming. Yeah. Republicans had it coming. And then out of that mess came Jimmy Carter. And out of Jimmy Carter came Ronald Reagan because Carter screwed the pooch so badly that people voted for Reagan. Now, is there a Reagan out there? Because Joe Biden will be worse than Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter was a reasonably smart man. He was just totally misguided. Joe Biden is neither. So what do you do with that?
Well, Biden's going to, you know, we know Biden's not going to be running. Biden's to enrich himself and enrich his family. And it's basically people we don't even know, people that we haven't even heard of are going to be running this country. You might as well just put a for sale sign right on the country.
But come back to Bush. That's what happened with Bush. I'm telling you, man, the guy's not that smart. But you got some really shifty characters, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Cheney, get on the list of people, Condoleezza Rice, although she was kind of an innocent in some of this as well. She was a true believer and she got clipped. But if you look at the people that were involved in creating Bush's policies, it wasn't Bush. Anybody thinks it was Bush. And the same thing's going to happen when Joe gets there. And I was thinking of that Trojan horse, you know, where they open up the side and down the ladder comes Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg and, you know, the most despicable Joe Biden, excuse me, Bernie Sanders, and they're going to be coming down the ladder inside the walls. I don't know.
It's the people behind the scenes, Peter. They're all going to, you know, like I said, the country's going to be for sale again. They're all going to be making their money again.
They're going to
Biden and his little son Hunter will be back in biz. Everybody will be happy except for the American people. It'll cost them.
How about that Hunter? How about that Hunter Biden? Jeez.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't even blame Hunter. He was just raised in a situation where, you know, he had nothing to – there's no moral compass for the guy. He's just been given everything, and that's why he's on drugs.
But if you look at these and presidential families, Nixon's brother – Reagan's brother, he was an interesting character. Lyndon Johnson's brother, we talked about Nixon's brother, the Kennedys. Woo, everybody seems to have like Neil Bush is another classic. Jimmy Carter's brother, Jimmy Carter's brother Billy.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Lee and I met Billy. We fronted Billy off once, and it was pretty cool. And so, I mean,
what do they call him? Like the Biden Five crime family. I mean, he's got his brother-in-law involved.
Well, that's what
brother. He's got like a bunch of people getting rich. None of them have any experience.
No.
Meanwhile, we're wondering why there's bad deals being made, you know, in China and all over the world that's costing American jobs before Trump came along. It's not hard to figure out. You know, they're there to enrich themselves. Trump's here to try to, you know, enrich the country. So that's your big difference.
Indeed. All right, man. Very good. Thank you. All right, we go to Don. One line's open Tuesday morning. Don, you're on the show. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
So I start my day out listening to your show, and then around noon sometimes I'll turn on to listen to Dana Perino.
All right.
Not very often, not very much. Usually try to listen to Tucker. And I read the Epic Times, and that's about it for news, except little blurbs here once in a while, is there
anyone locally? I mean, thank you for Billy said right away that was your first mistake. You listen here. Do you see any television news locally that you watch?
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I have this. How stupid are you people when I look at these people?
Flip it. How stupid do they think you are?
Well, I'll challenge them.
I mean, right now they're jammed up so badly, especially 9, and 7's got its issues, and 4 has its problems right now. That are at least, you know, not. We've talked about the positions they've had for years, but 7 is in very, very, in very deep trouble. 7 still has to explain why this guy was working there, and then this piece that 4 did, they're giving this guy cover. And this agitator leads up to the killing, now becomes a victim on Channel 4, becomes a victim on Channel 9. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I look at that and I go, you're allowing him to control the narrative of this story, and he becomes a victim. He's not a victim.
Did you go through those snapshots? I think it was the Post photographer had before and after they got massaged.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
There's missing pictures. There are people that believe, and I just tell you what I've read, that there are frames missing. Now I don't know that, and I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, I tend to have to agree with that because when it first tech came out. I started looking around on the internet. I saw that, and then a couple of days later, I tried to show somebody, and it's like this doesn't seem to be the same stuff.
But that's history.
Erase what you don't want people to see. Huh?
It's been done
forever.
Man,
so
it's being done again. Good call.
So,
thanks,
hey, I got a quick question for
you. Shoot.
Do you think that if people actually put a little time and energy into looking back into history of the true actions of Mao and the true things that went on in the gulags, let alone the concentration camps of the Germans, you think they might have a little different view about some of these people that are running for office? Because I find most people just really, you know, to your credit, you inspired me quite a few years ago to really start drilling into history. I have been reading some Solzhenitsyn, the British version of the Archipelago Gulag. And I'll tell you what, man, you talk about people getting treated bad.
It's
unbelievable.
Like, but the trials, the Stalin trials, where guys ended up in those horrible mental institutions, and the same thing that's happening today under political correctness. If you think this way, you're a criminal. And that's what it took. When the Stalin trials were taking place, and remember, if you thought Stalinism or that form of Marxism, Stalinism, was wrong, you were crazy because it was right. And so when you stood trial for, you know, any and all charges, and one of the things you wanted to do was debate, and they never allowed debate, but to talk about, you know, what was wrong with Stalin, what's wrong with Stalin's system, how many people were dead, the rest of it. It wasn't that you could be silenced. It was you were silenced because you were mentally ill. And now, I mean, I still believe that what happened with Channel 4, where they take this provocateur and they do this total lay-down interview, they're afraid of that. They're afraid of demonstrators in the street in front of Channel 4 because Channel 4 did the right thing. Ask the right questions.
Well, they're worried about being turned on by their own.
Sure. I mean, and that's and that's Kyle Clark. I mean, he has done this. He has become the little politically correct hard charger, and now it's happened. And now he has to have armed security around him. He doesn't need armed security. This is part of the imaging, the optics of Kyle Clark as a victim of outlaw bikers and right-wing saboteurs with rifles. It's not true. None of it's true. Kyle Clark's perfectly fine. He can ride around.
Anyway, Trump by a landslide, Pete, and Gardner by a few hundred votes.
Call me that morning. Well, don't take that Corey bet. All right, we go to Don. Don, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter, this is Dan.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. Good morning.
That pistol of Doloff's is a FN, as in Fabrique Nationale 509. They're approximate about $1,050 MSRP, but it's a pros gun, Pete. It's a special forces gun, polished ramped, threaded muzzle with neural. I could tell from the pictures that it had a threaded muzzle with a neural protector nut on it. Standard 17 round, additional 32 round mags. It's a pros gun.
Well,
I mean, this ain't no regular security guard gun.
And again, he was not licensed to do any of these things.
Well,
and the part of it that is interesting is, you know, Kyle Clark, who has made so much fun of people that, you know, Jimmy Sangerberger does an absolutely perfect piece in The Federalist and talking about it. They captured some of Kyle's things he put up on the internet before he took them all down.
Antifa says he's sympathetic.
He's one of our guys. Yeah, he's one of our guys.
Yeah.
But he says this thing. It said, ashamed to think that there are people cowering in the suburbs, cleaning their guns, peeking through the blinds, wondering if every person of color is Antifa, which Antifa's white boys. If you're afraid to come to Denver because of talk radio fear-mongering, you're missing out a lot. Then we find out Kyle and his company are hiring armed security guards no matter where they go. So they must be afraid.
Yeah, well, it gets a bigger problem, Pete, in that we've got a problem. I've told Aurora police, like with their trouble with them attacking their courthouse, trying to burn it down, and all the shooting that was done like on 225 with a blue Jeep.
Yeah.
Soros, Pete, is giving out guns, no 4473s or background checks.
Well, you watch. You watch.
He's handing them out.
Aurora is the next Portland.
Well, yeah, and speaking of Portland, when the Antifa got killed the Trump supporter there, they looked at the pictures. They found out who he is. He's a Title 18 prohibited person. That's when Trump sent the federal marshals to go get him. And where did he get the gun, Pete? Soros, I keep telling these Denver cops, you got Hancock out here offering a bounty. Hey, dudes, offer him a plea bargain. Who paid you to come down here and attack cops and citizens, and how much? We'll shave some time off your sentence.
Let's go get them.
They don't do that.
Go get them. Thanks. All right, this year has been especially stressful, and that's why so much chaos, unreasonable fear, elections, riots, Zooms, and whether or not your kids, grandkids are going to school, it can wear you out. All this happens at the exact time you need your strength the most. Trying to cope with life's challenges can be difficult, especially if you're physically run down. This is my day to see Dr. McCallum, the doctors at Cenogenics. Hormone imbalances and stress and chronic pain contribute to fatigue and depression. If you're experiencing both sleep loss, energy, mood swings, there is hope. Cenogenics can help. Please. I mean, this is a hard time right now. Dr. Julie changed my life, my daughter's life. She and her partners can do the same. Call Cenogenics today, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. The website's denver.cenogenics.com. Jackie answers the phone. You got a free 20-minute phone call with the doc. Make up your mind. But for 20 minutes, you can talk to her about whatever you want to talk to her about. I love her. Dr. McCallum, 720-387-3681. Coming up, great work again by Billy Thorpe. I've been reading Angela Ramirez, No Man's Land. She's on the show. Don Reggie and Miss Chrissy. Media Horror returns, 710 KNUS.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Morning, everybody. It's the Tuesday morning, October 20th, 2020. 710 KNUS with a line open. Tuesday weather, 70 the high. Tomorrow, 73, and then it starts to stair step. Friday, 38 is going to be the high. It's going to be cold outside. Coming up, I can't wait to have her on the radio show. Angela Ramirez, No Man's Land. She's done this incredible work. We've been reading her. Billy Thorpe did great work. She's on the show. Don Reggie and Miss Chrissy. Media Horror returns. Seasons are changing. Look at this. 23 degrees on Friday night, 24 degrees on Saturday night. Now comes you. If you haven't done it, pick up the phone and call Mighty Plumbing and Heating. It's $69, $70 for the furnace safety check. Call 7. We've been over this. Why haven't you listened? Listen, 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. $69 furnace check. And they come to the family unit, and you don't want to deal with costly repairs that could have been prevented. And Kevin and these guys are all-timers, and they use all the right things, the best and most reliable. And get this, you call Mighty Plumbing and Heating, and they'll book you right then and there. They'll know you. You will know what day, what time, what place. Text you the confirmation. There's no hassle. They come. They show up. They wear all the latest COVID gear, the COVID practices. They really do background checks. They're special. The only and the best reliable service ever. Quality by our friends Mighty Heating and Plumbing for $70. I mean, 720-340-1950. Schedule online, mightyph.com. I think we start with Gary. Gary, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Peter. I wanted to take a guess at why certain people won't come on your radio station.
Okay, why?
This may be difficult to listen to, but it's the same reason why you won't let me on your radio station.
You're on the air right now saying I won't let you on.
Right. I just wanted to call to let you know that.
Okay, but you're on the air right now saying I won't let you on.
Right. Right. In the past. Okay. I'm talking about in the past.
You get on every time you call.
Well, no, you've hung up on
me
several times.
Well, that's okay, because you're an idiot, but that doesn't mean you don't get on.
Well, no, why'd you hang up on me?
Because you're an idiot.
Well, that's why people won't come on your show.
No, they won't come on our show. You're always on. You call, you get on. Tell me a time that I didn't let you on.
No, people think you're an idiot.
That's okay. That's fine. That's fair. They can think whatever they want, or they don't want to get a tough question asked. But, Gary, there's never been a time. No, I have stopped. There's never been the time that you haven't gotten on the air. So don't say, I won't let you on the air.
All right. Well, then I'll just cut to the chase and say the reason why people won't come on your show is because they think you're an idiot.
Okay. You have a good day. Let's go here. We go to Don. Don, you're on a radio show. I don't know how to respond, but don't say you're not allowed on. Hey, Donnie, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
We've had our differences, but, I mean, I've always respected you, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Don't respect me. Don't.
Yeah, well, okay, I get what you mean.
Thank you.
Other than you, my go-to people would be Tucker Carlson, Daniel Horowitz, the Conservative Review podcast, Stu Varney on Fox Business. Mm-hmm. I like his opinions on business and politics. And I also like Laura Ingraham, although I kind of been laying low with her lately until the election's over. I also like the worldview.com, which is hosted by Adam McManus and is part of Kevin Swanson's Generations ministry. It's a newscast with a Christian worldview, and they're not afraid to throw out certain scriptures to certain stories. So, I mean, those are some of my go-to news sources. As far as television news, I just turn to them for weather. And while Denver media's in a mess, our media down here, like I said, I mean, I may have told you a few weeks back that it suffered a great loss when the anchor at our CBS affiliate instantly died, Don Ward.
Mm. Now, have you seen this Jeffrey Toobin story? Have you been following this?
Not really. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin, it's my brain's not working on that.
Jeffrey Toobin is a wag that is, it's really cool. There's a story that's broken out about him, what he was doing during a Zoom cast. And he's a CNN guy, and he's a New York Post guy. And when the Ramsey case was going on, Jeffrey Toobin came to Boulder and came to Denver. He was sent to cover it. And he would show up a couple times. And, you know, there's a thing the Irish say about having your nose in the air, you know, like you're better than everyone else. And he really had that attitude. He was a very smart guy, but he was... You know, it's called the smartest guy in the room. I don't care who's in the room. He's the smartest guy. And he had his nose in the air. And, you know, he was around a lot. And I never picked up on who his private life or what his private life was about. But it's very strange private life. But he's been put over on CNN, put over on the New York Post. And he was caught doing something interesting during a Zoom meeting. And apparently he's pulled some of the stuff in the past and they've covered up for him. So I thought maybe I'd ask you about that, but you know, this is a business.
Jeffrey Toobin's is below my radar.
Okay, well, no, he's one of the par elite media snobs that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got him all the time. And the wheels. That's why the wheels are coming off Channel 9 because they have played this game, and again, paraphrasing Malcolm X, the chickens have come home to roost at Channel 9.
Well, I'd like to see Kyle Clark ran out of there and a few other people.
Well, but again, these guys, their jobs are so secure right now. Bonnewell and I had a big conversation about it. Anybody that loses their gig right now at Channel 9, it's an admission by Channel 9 that something was wrong. And Chuck says these guys got lifetime employment right now. Because of
just like Brian Williams, you lose nightly news, but you get to do commentary on MSNBC.
Well, yeah, I mean, they found a place for Brian Williams. But the point of this is that if anybody, especially between now and, you know, the court hearings that are going to happen and the civil case that's going to occur, Channel 9, everybody that's working right there right now is secure. Because if Tegna or NBC steps in and goes, you know, Kyle, you got to go. No, that's not going to happen. I strongly believe that they staked out a far left political activist news center, and they became the. I mean, I can show you examples of stories that they all did, including Kyle Clark, and they became advocates for the left. And
well, they've been advocates for the left for a long time, not as aggressively You know, I mean, Walter Cronkite was a leftist, but you know, he was a more objective than Dan Rather.
Well, I wrote a column yesterday about, you know, these guys Severide and these guys Severide parachuted into combat. Cronkite was on the beach at Normandy. You go back to and, you know, one call. You know,
what did you hear about Barack Obama's remarks about Walter Cronkite and talk radio?
No.
He was talking about talk. He was kind of taking a jab at talk radio. Sure, you know, if we go back to the days of Cronkite, we could have a more unified country or something.
He was Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was, and he was a very believable guy. And
he had the charm.
But he wasn't handsome. He didn't have the coiffed hair. He was a World War II guy. They were all part of them. They were called Murrow's boys. And the guys that went to Europe and... the guys who covered the Nazis and the guys who really went to war. And that's why they were they liked Jack Kennedy, because Jack Kennedy was them and they were Jack Kennedy. And they covered down for Kennedy.
I mean, when I say charming, I mean, you know, I mean, not just good looking, but I mean the way you present yourself all of that. When they ran him out for Dan Rather, Rather didn't have that charm.
CBS News would forever suffer. Having read it, there was a lot of local affiliates who were real Republicans back in the day who hated Rather because of Nixon. And I actually used that as an example when Rather went to Texas and confronted Nixon. I mean, there's none of that. Kyle Clark's not going to confront Jared Polis, or they couldn't confront this murderer, for God, not this murderer, but this provocateur.
But the difference is Dan Rather's a Democrat, and I would say Kyle Clark himself is a Democrat, and you know, they're in the same party.
But you know, I was around Rather, and he's a cool guy to talk to. We talked a lot about Nixon. We talked about Watergate, but there in plenty of books. There's a David Halberstam's book, The Powers That Be, and I'm reading the biography of William Paley right now, not the autobiography, the biography of William Paley, who really was the big founder of all of this. And founded CBS. And so when they got to the point where Cronkite wanted out, and Rather wanted the chair, and all of these affiliates that were run by Republican men, who really were the 40s and 50s and 60s. They were the businessmen who ran the affiliates. They did not want Rather. In fact, Rather told the truth. I mean, Rather was right about Nixon. Cronkite, and there's this great moment where even Lyndon Johnson says it, that Cronkite stands up and there shows a map of Vietnam. And that's in
the... I know. He kind of swayed.
He went to Vietnam and he came in. He said, look. And he stands up. And it is alleged to have been that Lyndon Johnson says, oh, my God, I've lost Walter Cronkite.
And I lost America.
I lost America. That's right. It was the second statement. And so there you are.
And we can debate about whether if Cronkite was truly sincere
But Cronkite was a huge supporter of Second World War. He's an FDR guy, Kennedy guy.
Of course.
He covered Korea. I mean, he wasn't. But the war in Southeast Asia was so wrong. And Cronkite sees it, and it doesn't mean, because Lyndon Johnson's still president, now you're going to get all those years of Nixon's lies and Nixon's secret plans and all the things that they're provable lies. And what do you do?
And I'm no Nixon fan, according to history.
Nixon, Chuck and I were talking yesterday. I love talking to Chuck because he's so smart. We were talking about Nixon. And I argue that Nixon is perhaps the most complex president of my lifetime, most complex man, brilliant, absolutely brilliant, most qualified to be president, and yet, question.
And by the time I was born, Nixon was going to resign, and
there it is.
Gerald Ford took over.
And that leads to Jimmy Carter, that leads to Ronald Reagan. That's the question I have now. As always, man, great call, well thought out.
Thank you.
All right, man. All right, Anderson's Vacuum, now open their Aurora store at 15261 East Mississippi. And, of course, the Inglewood store, 3424 South Broadway. The Peters Picks in a month. Go get a great new vac. The Red Tag sales rolling. They have the largest in-stock, ready-to-go vacuum inventory in Denver. A 30-day trial period, a money-back guarantee, all the major brands. Look, go out there and look at the vacs that are on Red Tag, man. Dysons and Beams, Hoovers, Eurekas, and Oryx. Now comes the winter of your discontent, right? Wintertime's coming. Look at this. 23 degrees Friday night, 24 on Saturday, 28 on Sunday, 16 degrees Monday night, and you're locked the house down a lot more and things, you want things cleaner, vacuum time. The pick of the month, the October Red Tag, the staff is the best. They'll help you with all cleaning supplies. I mean, I really, really like these guys. Anderson Vac, now open their Aurora store, 15261 East Mississippi. 15261 East Mississippi, in Inglewood store, the original store, 3424 South Broadway. And you can look at them on the internet, andersonsvacuum.com. You can call them at 303-781-3001, 781-3001, 781-3001, andersonsvacuum.com. But it's the right time, the right place, the right price. See the friends 6 days a week, Anderson's Vac.
This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Tuesday morning, everyone. October 20th, 2020. 70, and it starts, well, tomorrow's another warm day, but it'll start to step down. On the other side, Angela Ramirez, can't wait to meet her, No Man's Land, and then Don Reagan and Miss Chrissy, as Media Whore Productions comes out with a new tune, Nine Will Lie. Go to the phones. We go to Jack on one. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Let me get in my office here. The wind's blowing.
Sure.
You were talking about the complexities of Richard Nixon, and I'm sure you've read this as well as I have, but Edward Bennett Williams was
his lawyer.
Like number two on his enemies list, okay?
Yeah, but he was a hot dog lawyer, and Nixon hated him.
Right. Now, after he left office, within 6 months, the two of them become the best, the very best of buddies.
Becomes
Williams told him, you want to finish it?
And becomes Nixon's lawyer, yeah.
No, yeah, after he left office, they become the best of friends, and Williams told him, if I had been your lawyer, I would have told you to take those tapes out on the right house lawn and throw gasoline on them and burn them.
Burn them.
And that's... You think maybe Hillary was listening to that?
No, well, you know, there's all these questions about why Nixon didn't burn those tapes. And and some of it that Nixon thought they were money, that they were going to be a book someday and they were going to be part of his, you know, his opinion.
Yeah,
opinion of himself was, but it's the great question. And I know that I've actually read that a couple of different ways that. They were enemies, and then they become friends. I mean,
very close friends.
Yeah, become best of friends. Yeah. Nixon, to me, the American presidents that really stand out in my lifetime, FDR, Jack Kennedy, Nixon. I mean, they seem to have epoch moments. Lyndon Johnson is more of a Joe Biden-esque character. Jack Kennedy had a lot of that Trump stuff in him, you know, the charisma. Johnson, do you believe this? I was thinking this last night, that if we get a post-Watergate sweep that is conceivable, that every Republican and his mother gets crushed, and out of that morass there comes Jimmy Carter. And out of Jimmy Carter finally gives us Ronald Reagan. But I looked on the Republican bench. Do you see a Reagan down there? Because I don't.
No. No. And what you're seeing in Trump is something we've never seen before.
Yeah, I agree.
He's unique. But there's a... on your FDR reading, and this is not a 700-pager. Oh, this is like a 400-pager. Get New Deal or Raw Deal.
Yeah, I know that
book. Have you read that one
yet? Sure. And I'm reading Traitor to His Class right now. I'm enamored by FDR. I mean, I think he's...
But you were talking about all the 40s, 50s, 60s news people. They all came out of print media, like Ed Sullivan and.
Well, Sullivan was a columnist. He was a columnist. He wasn't a news producer. But it was John Cameron, Swayze.
Right. They came from the newspapers.
Yeah, well, Severide. No, well, you know, they invented this network, and Shire and those guys who were Nazi Germany, and they were in Europe in the 30s. You know, Murrow's in London. The guys who went to saw Mussolini, Kennan takes a couple of these guys into Soviet Union. They really become CBS News, and there's a great book called Murrow's Boys about all. And I'm a huge Edward R. Murrow fan. I just love Murrow. And there's this moment, and we've talked about it, where Fred Friendly is the news director. And they're going to go after Joe McCarthy. They got to take on Joe McCarthy. And I'm a huge Murrow fan. And they're in this room with all these young producers and news writers. And Fred Friendly stands up and says, is there anybody in this room that has anything in their background, anything at all, that McCarthy will come after? Please tell us now so we can get you out of the room. Murrow stands up and says, stop. Nobody move. The fact that this is how we have to live our lives... We got to go out. And that's what's going on now with the political correct witch hunting. It's the same thing that you have to ask everybody, is there anything that the progressive witch hunting far left will do? Look what they did to this Lauren Boebert girl. They served up all this stuff to the Denver Post that she had a couple of run-ins. Hell's bells. Who didn't have a couple of run-ins as kids growing up? I mean, I know I did.
Sure.
And so, but that was served up. and they witch hunted that girl. I don't know if she'll win or not, but they witch hunted her. The Denver Post carried it out.
Well, look at the ammunition they got out of this fake political correctness and all of this racism stuff.
Sure.
I mean, they just used it to get everything
sure.
they want.
They dig it.
I mean, I think that's the only reason why John Roberts couldn't deal with with the Affordable Care Act thing, because he would be considered, it would have been the third opinion from the court that went against the Democrats, you know, that would have been Citizens United, and it would have been the Hanging Chads, and then the third one would have been the Obamacare, and he didn't think the court could survive that.
Remember, you know? McCarthyism is nothing but witch hunting. Joe McCarthy never put anybody in jail. He just ruined lives.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now with these far leftists, is they are, it's McCarthyism. It's witch hunting.
Sure.
Who was standing next to him? Bobby Kennedy on one side. Who was on the other side? Roy Cohen's on the other side. And and who's one of the people bankrolling all of it? Joe Kennedy, the ambassador. And who's watching it from afar? Richard Nixon. UAC was Richard Nixon. And, you know, all the stuff that the Punkin Papers and everything that they found out. And I don't know. It's a great, it's a sadness, but it's being repeated.
What we're watching now, Pete, is the most fascinating thing, I think, in the future. This is going to go down, but this is the most fascinating thing that's ever happened, I think,
Well, I think there's – tell me another election, with the exception maybe of Lincoln's, that the future of the country hangs in the outcome.
No, there isn't.
I agree with you.
This is unique in that respect.
It's
communism or capitalism, plain and simple. The people and names don't matter. That's what we're dealing with here.
I said it earlier. It dawned on me last night. I don't give a damn what letters behind your name. I make my case this morning on the bushes. Do you care if it says an R or a D? Jackie, you're a smart man. Do you care if it says R?
Mikey Rosen would argue with you.
Fine. That's great. I don't think so. The Bushes have R's behind their names, and they're doing everything they can to destroy Trump. All the deep staters and foreign policy.
That's what they are. They're deep state. They are massively into the deep state. They all have their hands in the cookie jar, and each one won't move on the other one because the other one's got the goods on the one that would be moving on.
Yeah, there it is.
So, I mean, that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Take care. All right. 303.
All right, man.
Coming up, she did remarkable work, and I started reading this, and her name is Angela Ramirez. I don't know too much more than this is your name, and I read your work, and it's good. And Don Regey and Miss Chrissy. And Don Regey and I go back to the beginning of the Ramsey investigation and a little bit before. And Don did 95% of the work, and I did 3. And I would come up with these ideas that were just brain gas and songs. And I'd call Donnie, and I'd say, Donnie, I got a tune. And I'd give him a little bit of input, give him the outline, and he would take it and do it. And we did actually. Billy, we could play a lot of the reggae Peter Boyle stuff this morning. It's all online under Media Whore Productions. But we took on Channel 9 many times in the past. But Donnie's partner is the fabulously talented Miss Chrissy. Miss Chrissy comes out of retirement for the Nine Will Lie song, and it's coming up for you and much, much more. As they said, it's like KTEL. Remember KTEL? All of this and more, some blue background. KTEL presents. It's me and Donnie and Miss Chrissy. So we have that coming up, and maybe we can get a minute in the next hour after. We'll see what happens with Miss Ramirez. Okay, mortgage rates are so low that many homeowners are knocking $400 to $500 off their mortgage payments each month, sometimes more. Think of what you can do with that kind of money. Give my friends over at American Financing a call. Their mortgage consultants are sure to find the best deals for you and most savings. You get a custom loan designed for your needs, including the option to choose a shorter term. Refi. Refis don't have to, they don't have to mean resetting your loan for another 30 years. They keep the time, keep it tight. You know what else? They're going to pre-qualify you for free. They don't charge $500 in the front. American Financing today, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. One more tip of the hat this morning, Jimmy Sangenberger, who works on Saturdays here on 710 KNUS. in the Federalist did a great piece. Denver television anchor with private security ridicules people worried about violence. We'll get Jimmy on tomorrow. What a home run. What a hit. And watching Channel 9 is beyond the pale, but Channel 4 offering cover now. And it's really fascinating to watch this. And they all helped turn Jeremiah Elliott into a victim as well. Nine must. I don't know. I think my examples of Ford doing it have to do with being politically correct. So we come back with Angela Ramirez, No Man's Land, right after this.